This is a CBC podcast. The new CBC Radio Android app is here. With the click of a button, you can listen to your favorite CBC radio programs, enjoy live streams, and access more than 60 of CBC's most popular programs on demand. Choose your region, set favorites, and share what you're listening to via Facebook or Twitter. The CBC Radio app, now everywhere. Go to Google Play and install today.
From the Roxy Theatre in Edmonton in northern Alberta, proud birthplace of Marshall McLuhan, Nellie McClung, and Nickelback.
What?
Nickelback. It's the Irrelevant Show!
This is Justin. He's 24 years old, and he needs a new home.
Please help me.
You can make a difference. Your generous donation could change his life.
Ever since I was a little boy, I dreamed of playing in the big leagues.
Justin's dream has now become a nightmare.
I'm being forced to play in an arena that's starting to get old. The scoreboard video looks really crappy. It's humiliating.
Most days, Justin doesn't know where his next meal is coming from.
The players' buffet closes an hour before the game. And I'm ashamed to admit this, but our arena doesn't even have sushi.
No sushi. He can't even take care of his own family.
When my mom comes to see me play, there's nowhere for her to sit because we don't have enough luxury boxes.
And he's forced to work in appalling conditions.
Our hot tub only holds 6 players. So that means there are times when I have to wait.
Just getting to work is a struggle for Justin.
Our arena is nearly 15 full minutes from my downtown condo. And that's even when my chauffeur goes really fast. Try to imagine how you would feel if your workplace was more than 15 minutes away. Not very good, I think.
And sadly, the world is not listening to Justin's cries for help.
A lot of regular people expect our owner to pay for it all by himself. They say that only because he's a super rich billionaire. That's not fair.
Justin wishes he could help, but how can he?
I'm going to be out of a job in about 6 years. I need to save every penny because I have to retire when I'm only 29.
Justin may even be forced to become a migrant worker.
We don't want to move to a city where they don't like hockey, but we might not have a choice.
Please help Justin find a good home.
I'm a professional hockey player, and I need your help. Only you can make my dream come true.
Remember, it takes 99% of a village to raise the other 1%. I was excited to meet him. I've never been on a blind date, but my friend Susan said that Roger was a really great guy. So I thought, what the heck?
I was pretty nervous at first. I'm not great at small talk, and she was super pretty. But she was really sweet and funny.
He was sensitive and a great listener.
Oh, I couldn't believe it. It's like we'd known each other for years.
The time was just flying by.
The date was going really well. Until...
Until...
Rose for pretty lady?
The Rose Lady! The Rose Lady is the date kiss of death. Once the Rose Lady hits your table, there's no way a man can win. If you don't buy a rose, you look cheap. And if you do buy a rose...
You look cheesy.
You don't want to be the guy who buys a rose, and you don't want to be the guy who doesn't buy a rose. It's a trap. A death trap. It's the Kobayashi Maru.
I am Rose Lady for 35 years. My mother was Rose Lady. My grandmother was Rose Lady. Generations of Baltic women have sold rose to squirming man at restaurants. $5 plastic wrapped perennial make men melt into puddle.
Roger froze. I think he was hoping if he didn't move, she'd go away.
I always make sale. I do not leave until I make sale.
I thought I was screwed. The greatest date of my life, and suddenly I was standing on the edge of a cliff in a cold, cold wind.
But then it came to me. There was only one person who could get Roger out of this horrible predicament. With her eyes still laser-locked on him, she asked again,
Rose for pretty lady?
And that's when I said it. No, thank you. I don't want one.
I couldn't believe it.
I felt so powerful. Suddenly she left. I'd done it. I took control of the situation and found the only way to save the date. I wasn't stuck with an emaciated flower I'd have to pretend to enjoy, and he didn't look like a chintzy turd who wouldn't shell out for a sweet gesture.
And that's when I knew I'd met the girl of my dreams.
We've been married for 3 years.
Best $5 I never spent.
They were so happy they got picture taken at table. So my husband, picture at table guy, he made $25. Sucker!
Traveling the world and experiencing other cultures is all well and good. But who needs the headache of learning all those foreign languages? Well, now you don't have to. After the success of Three Bounce French, The Irrelevant Show is proud to introduce the Lazy Tourist Language System. Lazy Tourist makes any weirdo foreign country feel just like home.
Où est la McDonald's? That's French for, where is the McDonald's?
Unlike other language systems, Lazy Tourist won't clog your brain with useless words. We focus on your interests.
Deng Shan Yi, Seinfeld. That's Mandarin for when is Seinfeld on?
Lazy Tourist also arms you with emergency phrases to keep you safe in dangerous situations, including...
Help! My iPod battery just died.
This building smells weird.
I've tried other language systems, but Lazy Tourist is the only one that worked for me. Here kommt Honig Boo Boo. That's German for here comes honey boo boo.
Maybe one day the rest of the world will get its act together and learn to talk English. Until then, the Lazy Tourist Language System will make you feel right at home wherever your travels take you.
Thanks, Lazy Tourist. Now I can travel the world and never experience anything new. Koka stalo zase kranja? That's Slovak for what's wrong with your country?
The Lazy Tourist Language System. When in Rome, do what you do.
Yeah, well, I am so sick of looking at your stupid face.
Oh, yeah? Well, I'm sick of listening to your boring story.
Yeah, well, I can't wait till I never have to see that ridiculous receding hairline ever again.
Oh, my hair, huh? Well, my hair's just trying to get away from your screeching voice.
And I hate your stinking guts.
You're the devil!
All right, everyone, your 2 minutes are up. Time to move on to the next table.
This has been the worst speed date in history on The Irrelevant Show.
You're listening to The Irrelevant Show on CBC Radio 1.
We're coming to you today from Edmonton's Roxy Theatre.
You can listen to free podcasts of our episodes and sketches. Just go to iTunes or our website, cbc.ca/irrelevantshow.
Our website also has bonus sketches, videos, and contests. And if you have a comment about the show, you can contact us from the site or by email. Our address is irrelevant@cbc.ca.
We're also on Facebook and Twitter. Follow us. Follow us blindly and don't ask questions.
And now, a word from today's sponsor of The Irrelevant Show.
This Saturday at the Sportsplex, don't miss the fight card of the century. Caged Animal Promotions presents the most exciting night of iron-fisted mayhem the world has ever seen. Dimitri, the KGB killer Karnov, faces off against Tiny Tim Short. Bantamweight champion Mike Megaton Mayhew battles top contender Virgil the Accountant Dean. MMA legend Lee Destructinator Wu Long puts his undefeated record on the line against Rick Brittlebones Thornton. The rematch you've all been waiting for. Kickboxing champion Kerry Kicker Kixton squares off against Jeffrey Stop Kicking Me Turnbull. And our main event, Butch the Butcher Buchwald against Chaz, I'm not a fighter, oh God, please don't make me get in there, Moskowitz. This Saturday at Great Northern Arena, the fight card of the century. It's gonna be awful.
Oh, come on.
What is it?
Somebody took my sushi out of the fridge.
What?
I was saving it for supper tonight, and now it's gone.
That's terrible. That happened to my brownies.
Who do you think did it?
I think it was Marjorie.
What are you guys talking about?
Did you take my sushi from the fridge?
Well, I cleaned out the fridge.
What? What the hell? That was my supper.
Whoa, guys, what's going on?
Marjorie threw out my sushi.
She took my brownies out of the fridge.
I sent an email about this. Do you not read your emails?
Okay, what about this? What if we just made this a regular thing, like Marjorie cleans the fridge the first Friday of every month?
That would make sense.
That sounds great.
Thanks, Greg.
No problem, bud. Take care, you guys.
Meetings, he brings the muffins, organizes the drawers you put your stuff in, holds team meetings off-site, where there's no wrong or right, captures every idea.
Hey, Greg, I've got this receipt for the highlighting pens. Do I give it to you or...
Just take the receipt to Janet and she'll give you the form. Then you bring me the form and I sign it.
Oh, cool.
Middle manager! Middle manager! He doesn't seek worldwide fame. He can help you to fill out your travel claim. If you need a new staff ID, he's exactly the man you need to see. He looks you right in the eyes. He calls you gang or guys. He wears his Oilers jersey to work on game day. A middle manager.
Greg, I need to change my vacation request for May.
Okay, send me the dates and I'll talk to Candace and see what we can do.
Am I too late?
There's not a lot of people going away then, so I can't promise. But I can't see it being too hard to figure out.
Middle Position a bookshelf. If you hit an impasse, he can help you get a brand new parking pass. He's there if you need to debrief. He will wink and call you cheap, whether it's karaoke night or summer. Goes to bat for the fall. He's in it for the long haul. He organizes Sox Ball.
Okay, we need Mark and Neil for this one. Dave, stand by.
So you don't need me for this one, Peter?
No.
No, I think you're okay, Donovan. Okay.
We've got probably this one, buddy.
Okay, all right. I'll just go sit back here.
Yeah, you probably have a few minutes to catch a nap or something.
You know, maybe splash a little cold water on your face.
Clean yourself.
Wait. what are you saying? You know, I have no idea what you guys are getting at.
Hi, I'm Donovan Workin, and I know exactly what they're getting at. Right now, I look rough. My clothes are rumpled. I smell like booze and cigarettes. I look like I haven't slept in days. Every once in a while, it seems like I'm about to nod off. They think I've been out living my Donovan lifestyle, partying hard and pushing the limits. But you know what? I haven't been doing that at all. We're taping this on a Saturday night. After the show, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to curl up with the last spike. I'm rereading all of Pierre Burton. I'm going to put on my jammies and hit the hay. Then I'm up at 5 to hit the gym, and then I volunteer at the animal shelter. That's how I roll. But they can't know that. Because on the radio show, I'm the party boy. That's my brand. That's my bread and butter. That's why I carry this paper bag. I got some clothes in here that I wore last week. I soaked them in bourbon. There's whiskey-flavored breath mints, special bloodshot contact lenses, and some dirty pictures on my phone. I make sure and I leave it lying around so Neil sees it and he tells everyone. I call it Donovan in a bag. It gives me my image of dangerous cool. And now, you can have it too. With Donovan in a bag, you can be the coolest guy in your world. Your friends will think you're partying and having tons of filthy, filthy sex. For just $39.99, we'll send you the rumpled clothes, the contact lenses, the mouthwash, special Donovan brand hair gel that makes your hair smell like cigarettes and cheap perfume, and something really nasty that you can't put your finger on. Trust me, you don't want to. And if you order the Platinum Donovan, we'll leave messages like this on your voicemail.
Donovan, are you awake? You should come over.
And that's not all. When you're out with your friends, we'll have a woman come up and slap you in the face for no reason.
There you are. 3 days, no calls, no texts. You bastard.
Shady guys will walk past you and just nod.
Hey, Dono.
Hey, Scar. With Donovan in a bag, everyone will think you're kicking ass and taking names. Unleash the Donovan in you. With Donovan in a bag and the new Donovan in a bag Platinum.
Donovan in a bag. From the makers of Donovan Half in the Bag and Donovan on a Stick. Product discontinued. For more information on Donovan in a bag, just email dbag@cbc.ca.
This summer, prepare yourself for a movie experience unlike any other. A crooked cop, an honorable thief, and Al Pacino in a small town. These three are about to find out that every town has its secrets, and this town's secret is deadly. It's a murder. But no one knows who did the killing until Al Pacino realizes it was the cop. But will the thief and Al Pacino be able to cooperate in time? Yes. And an earth-shattering ending where three people have a gun pointed at each other. Who will fire? The cop, the thief, or Al Pacino? The cop. The cop shoots the thief, then Al Pacino shoots him. Will there be something after the credits, like outtakes or something fun? No. There is nothing. Untold secrets coming this summer.
Hello. Thank you for coming. I will be reading a short statement. I will not be taking any questions. First, I would like to apologize to everyone who attended the grand opening of my bee circus. I wanted it to be an unforgettable experience, but not in that way. Thank you to those who showed courage in the face of chaos and bees. Specifically, the lady in the gray vest who shielded the children and the guy who never gave up screaming for help. Many of you were excited. You arrived with high expectations of bees on trapezes, clown bees driving a little car, and a bee with a cute helmet flying out of an adorable cannon. These visions were unrealistic, and I should not have put them on the poster. Now I know better. You came to witness the age-old spectacle of the circus with all its precision, nifty costumes, and daring. Instead, you saw me open a box of angry bees just before the lights went out. I was nervous in the darkness. I thought back to my pre-show pep talk. I know rehearsals have been loose, I said, but now it's showtime. And I gave their box a few motivational shakes. The seconds passed. I will always remember those profound first words uttered in that pitch black room. Oh no. It might have been an audience member. It might have been my own voice. My shoulders sank, my heart became heavy, and my arms and hands tingled with frustration, which later I found out was the stinging of many bees. As I watched the once hopeful crowd stumbling blindly, falling over chairs, screaming, enduring multiple stings while Entry of the Gladiators played, I could not help but reflect on some of my decisions. How fruitless were all of the hours I spent working, pouring my heart and soul into the design of that poster. To be honest, I found training bees to be frustrating. They were difficult to tell apart. When they did follow instructions, it seemed like an accident. If a performer was mad and stung me, they would die and their knowledge would be lost. We can all pick our favorite lessons from this disaster. God is cruel or works in mysterious ways. Nature cannot be controlled by shouting. $5 for a ticket suggests a lack of planning, et cetera, et cetera. I will leave the moralizing to the historians. Those of us who were there, who survived the ordeal, will never forget the awesome power of angry bees unleashed from a cardboard box with the words Bee Circus handwritten in Sharpie on the side.
Been listening to The Irrelevant Show, starring
Marianne Copathorn,
Neil Gron,
Mark Meir,
Jana O'Connor,
and me, Donovan Werken.
Live music by
Jocelyn Alf
and Jan Randall.
Live sound effects by
Dave Clark.
Sketches were written by Michael Belazzo, Peter Brown, Josh Dean, Diana Francis, Peter Stevens, Matt Stanton, and head writer Neil Gron. The Irrelevant Show was produced and directed by Peter Brown and recorded before a live audience at the Roxy Theater in Edmonton.
Do you live in Winnipeg? Way to go. Also, we're coming to see you. The Irrelevant Show is recording an evening of all new sketches and songs at the Winnipeg Comedy Festival, Wednesday, April 9th. We'll be joined by special guests Jane Testar and Jackie Lowen from Hot Thespian Action. For information and tickets, go to winnipegcomedyfestival.com.
For more CBC podcasts, go to cbc.ca/podcasts.